Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Most of you know that I came up under Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr.'s ministry and was involved in his ministry at Rhema, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, for many years, and consider him my father in the faith. And he had numerous experiences with the Lord. And one of them, he actually wrote a little book, a little mini book, entitled How God Taught Me About Prosperity. If you haven't read it, it's very good. Wouldn't take you long to read it, a little bitty mini book. And it's entitled How God Taught Me About Prosperity. I want to take some time and share some of that experience that he relayed in that book to you. And of course, if you want the whole thing, you can find out about it and get it. But he described how that after some 12 years of pastoring, the Lord made known to him that he was not to pastor anymore, that he was to go out on the road, hold meetings. He held meetings in churches, and then later he held meetings in neutral civic centers and auditoriums and that kind of thing. He did that for a number of years. But his first 12 months, having left his last church, being in the road ministry, his finances just got worse and worse every month. Until at the end of 12 months, this was back in 1950, and he was $1,200 in the hole. And his car, he had completely worn his tires out. He's traveling and going to places. His tires were bald, and his car was so bad, he's had to sell it for parts. He sold it for scrap, and he took the money he got for it and paid the interest on the loans that he had, not even any principal, and was able to buy one outfit for the kids for school. And he's broke. And every month he's going further in the hole. So he was at a place having a meeting, and this is weighing so strong on him. You know, the family, the wife and kids need stuff back home, and he got nothing to send them, and it's getting worse. It's been getting worse every month for a year now. And so he spent some extra time seeking the Lord and fasting, he said a partial fast, and praying for a few hours every afternoon, just seeking the Lord about this. And a verse that had come to him that he was presenting to the Lord was Isaiah 1 and 19. If you put it up on the screen for us, if you would. Isaiah 1 and 19, anybody remember what that said? If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And so he had his Bible open, you know, and he's praying and he's reminding the Lord of this. He said, Lord, I didn't really want to leave my last church, but I obeyed you. And you know, it was the best church we'd ever pastored. It was the best pastorate we'd ever lived in. We had the best car we'd ever had. We had the most pay. And our church loved us, and they brought us half the food we ate, and they bought us new clothes to go to the conventions. And now, you know, not only am I not getting that regular salary, but we're paying all the expenses, and we're not getting the money. And Lord, I did what you told me to do, but I'm not eating the good of the land. And you know, my kids are not adequately clothed. I don't have what I need for the ministry. You know, you said if I was willing and obedient. So he prayed like this, you know, for a few days. And I forget what day it was, but he said the Lord spoke to him. And I wouldn't try to describe how it was because that's him. But he said the Lord spoke to him and said to him, let me just read it to you. He said, the Lord answered and said, well, the reason you're not eating the good of the land is because you don't qualify. You know, the Lord will tell you the truth, right? That's all he's going to tell you is the truth. And sometimes it's not necessarily what you want to hear, but it is good news to get an answer, right? Elsewise, I mean, you might want to pat yourself on the back, but if you keep believing the wrong thing, you're not coming out. How many want to know the truth, even if it makes you look bad? Because we can get over that, right? We can get over that and get things fixed. He said, the reason you're not eating the good of the land is because you don't qualify. He said, you are obedient, but you aren't willing. Do you know you can do something, but resent it in your heart? And that renders it unacceptable to the Lord. Sometimes people got away with it from the time they're little kids. Yeah, they'll do it. So they stomp to their room and they shut the door. I'll do it. Well, that don't cut it with the Lord. You say, well, I did it. That ain't good enough. He sees the heart, doesn't he? An unwillingness is rebellion and stubbornness. The Bible said it's like witchcraft. You know, we need some mind renewal in this area, don't we? A lot of folks think, you know, well, I'm a little hard-headed sometimes. And people think, well, me too. But what would you think about me saying, you know, I do a little witchcraft sometimes. Not much. Just a little on Saturday night. I was laughing about it. I've seen people take me out of context and post things and say things. Oh, boy. But he said, you know, rebellion is like witchcraft. And so why? Because it's the essence of it is still stubbornness and defiance. And you can say, well, I'll do it. That you can grumble the whole way. And that's what the Lord told him. He said, yeah, you did it. But you're not willing. And you might put on a good show and convince other folks, but you can't fool the Lord. Amen. Can you? No. He sees right through everything. He sees right down inside you. And all things are open and naked before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. The scripture said. He said, you aren't willing. So you don't qualify to eat the good of the land. And so Brother Hagin said, to quote him, he said, it didn't take me. You can't tell me it takes a long time to get willing. He said, in 10 seconds, I was willing. Yeah. And he said, I told the Lord, Lord, I'm willing. You know I'm willing. Yeah. And the devil knows I'm willing. So now I qualify, right? And you can repent. You don't have to go all day dragging your feet. Well, I don't know if I want to do that. What's to think about? Get willing. Those people say, well, I'm going to pray about it. The Bible's going to read exactly the same before, during, and after your fasting and praying. When you find the answer, it ain't time to pray. It's time to do. So he said, you know, I'm willing. Lord, you know I'm willing. The devil knows I'm willing. I'm willing now. He said, the Lord said to him, well, your trouble is, though, you don't practice what you preach. He said, you preach faith, but you don't practice faith. Now, he took that kind of hard because he was known as the faith man, you know. But again, the Lord's going to tell you straight. He's going to, you know, it's possible to have 95 series on faith and have confessions all over your refrigerator and your dresser and have faith stickers on your car and go to the faith church and faith this and faith that and be absolutely full of unbelief. Did you know that? It is. He said, you don't practice faith. And he said, he told the Lord, Lord, you've hit me a low blow. What do you mean I don't practice faith? You know, I've believed you for my kids and we've been healed and I've been healed. And he went on, he said, and the Lord told him, yeah, you practice faith for healing. He said, you practice faith when it comes to healing, salvation, and baptism in the Holy Spirit, but that's as far as you ever go with your faith. He said, but faith is the same in every realm, in every sphere. Faith for finances works just like faith for healing, or the baptism in the Holy Spirit, or salvation. Now, that's what we've been talking about in this How to Harvest series. Religion likes what I call no-fault religion. No matter what happens, It's not our fault. No matter what doesn't happen, it's not our fault. It's all up to the Lord. And people try to say, well, it's just all up to Him. It's up to Him whether I'm healed or not. It's all up to Him. And then if it doesn't happen, people say, well, it must not have been His will. Why? Because it didn't happen. So that proves, when something doesn't happen, it proves it's not His will. What about when somebody dies without Him? Then that proved it was His will that they perish. Now see, that can't be right. It's contrary to the Word, because the Word says He's not willing that any should perish. So what we begin to see, contrary to tradition and religion, there are all kind of things happening in this earth that are not the will of God. And it's not His fault. All the pain, the war, the starving, the pain, the anguish that's in the earth was never the will of God. Never pleased Him. It's because man has a free will and man has chosen to rebel, disobey God. And the wages of sin is death. Death has come in because of sin. Oh, but Jesus took care of the sin problem. Do you believe it?
Yes.
And soon and very soon, everything is going to be restored, and there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth where there's no sin, no curse, and the Bible says there'll be no more pain, no more grief, no more sorrow, no more dying. We don't even know what that's like. A place where there are no hospitals, no cemeteries, no mental institutions, not even any garages to fix your car. No garbage piles. We don't know what that's like, but we're going to find out.
Amen.
We're going to find out soon and very soon. A world in which there is absolutely zero sin and curse and death. Glory to God. You looking forward to it?
Yes.
You ought to be. We'll soon be. I don't care if you live to be 150. It's going to come and go so fast. We'll soon be out of here.
That's right.
This is the shortest thing we'll ever do. And for believers, this is as rough as it'll ever be.
Amen.
That should be a comforting thought, right? This, after this, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory, man. I mean, and that's all it is. And you know, He's sustaining us pretty good right now. We're making it, right? We're having victories. And
that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God.
Faith to God who gives me